KB2HXS listening.
KF4DOS mode.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, my friend? What's going on? I'm heading over to a customer's house. Got to go try and fix a problem.
You'll be able to fix their problem, at least I hope you are. Hate that you have to go out on a cloudy afternoon like this, but the good news is it's not raining, so I guess that's a plus, if you want to call it that.
Believe me, living in Florida as long as I have and working on air conditioning down there, you learn to work around the rain.
None whatsoever. But it's not raining over here yet, but it sure does look like it's getting ready to start anytime.
Oh yeah, I was going to do it tomorrow morning, but we got home from Asheville a little sooner today than we expected, so I'm going to go over this afternoon and try and knock it out real quick and save myself for tomorrow, because I know it's supposed to be not so nice tomorrow. It's supposed to be a little rainy tomorrow, so try and get over there to help these folks out.
That's a good thing. Get over there and help them folks out a day early. It's not a bad deal. No. But I figured you'd be in Dayton. It'd be in that time of year.
Oh, I can't afford to go out there. Are you kidding me? No, I have enough radio gear. Thank you.
Well, I don't know. They tell me you can't have too much, but I don't necessarily believe it. I got more than I need. I don't know that it's not necessarily all I want, but I got more than I need.
Yeah, that's me too. I just picked up an extra IC7000 and put it in my wife's car. The dual band 2730 that was in there, it burned out on me. I don't know what the heck happened. So I got an IC7000 in that car. Got one I'm talking on in this car, my car. I have one on my bench at the house, and I have a spare. So I've got a total of four. And I've got two HF rigs. I've got two of the Kenwood TS450 SATs, one of which I use, and the other one I have a spare. And I do swap them out from time to time just to make sure they're both working.
Me, I got, in this car, I got a TM271. That's a monobander, 2 meter. I've got two more of those in the house, just like this one. I've got a D700 in the truck, and then I've got a 480HX in the truck. And then you go in the house, and I got my Yaesu FT990. And then I got monobanders for 2 meter, 440, and 220. And then I've got 706 Mark IIG sitting over there. It's on the bench. And then I got a TS2000, and I don't know, 7 or 8 more radios in the closet that are sitting over there collecting dust.
And he's too old to know how to program any of them.
Says N0TR. Hello, Tom. Yeah, I've got a smattering of HTs. In fact, I've got two more HTs coming from a buddy of mine in from New York. He's going to program me up a couple of Motorolas for some work bands for when Jimmy and I do installs. But anyway, go ahead, Tom. Take it away. N0TR in the group, KB2HXS.
Well, this is N0TR. I just couldn't resist that, Dave. We're just getting ready to leave the Walmart parking lot here. But sometimes the truth hurts. I'm talking about Gary now.
That Yaesu FT990, it does not have any menus. Everything's done from the front of it, so I don't have to worry about it. It's a real super nice HF rig. But you're right. I don't care to have to try to figure out all these menus and all of this stuff. But there's one thing about it. All of the radios that I do have, I know how to manually program. I don't have to use the computer to do it.
Tom, you in there, Tom?
Yeah, I just said go ahead, Dave, but that's okay. Well, you know, that's commendable, Gary, to be able to even do that. I've thought about it, different radio, but it just makes me shudder to think about learning the new menus and how to program them. I like my old TS-140 about as well as anything, but now that I'm used to that 590SG, I'll just hang on to it for a while. Go ahead, Dave.
And with my old Kenwood TS-450, I tell you, that's a good radio. Just like the IC-7000 mobiles, you know, they're all-mode, you know, all-band, multi-mode, everything. They're pretty nice, all front, you know, like you say, all front of the radio, just program it right in, done. But anyway, gentlemen, I got to roll. I got to call my customer and let them know I'm on my way. Gary, pick it up, and I will catch you guys a little bit later. KI4DOS in the group, KB2HXS.
Here, get your customer satisfied. I don't have any doubt that you will do that. Don't work too hard, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Glad to talk to you for a few minutes out here this afternoon. Go ahead there, Tom, KI4DOS Mobile.
7-3, have a safe day, and we'll catch you down the line. Gary, how you doing today? We're just leaving Wally World here, and Taylor's heading towards home. Just come out of a Subway sandwich.
You're making me hungry now, Tom. Of course, I have just left the grocery store. I'm headed back to the house with a carload of groceries. I go to the grocery store once a month and buy all the big stuff. And then if we need something, I'll go back, during the interim times. But I go out there and spend a big pocket full of change there to start with once a month. And I've done that today. So you can tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And, I got plenty for Joy to do now. She can cook me some all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds like a plan, Gary. Well, Melissa says when we get home, and we very rarely eat out, but Subway's good. I really enjoy it. Did you want to mention
that yet? Hi, Gary.
Enjoy? And we've had a Subway sandwich twice in the last couple of months, and that's very unusual for us. But we like that Italian sub, and just pretty darn good. And we've been out working in the yard all day, and we're pooped. So we're just trying to get home, maybe before the terrible part of the rush hour, and maybe before any thunderstorms hit. I guess it's supposed to rain. I had to put out a bunch of stuff by hand with the hand spreader. I got one that goes behind the tractor, the lawn tractor, but I don't like the darn thing. So I put out a couple of two or three things that needed to go on the yard for fire ants, et cetera, et cetera. But you're privileged to talk to me today. By that I mean I talked for Whiskey November last night, and the band's been terrible lately, and I felt blessed, and I'll tell you why. I worked him the first time in 1997, and you probably have two on CW. He's pretty, not unusual. He's there from Israel. But the good thing about this was he was on 14200 last night, and I don't work sideband hardly ever. And I thought, well, nothing else on. I'll go up there and listen. And his name was David, and he was from Jerusalem. Now, I don't know if that was the original David or not, but I kind of felt blessed.
Hey, that's amazing. Now, when you threw the call out, I was thinking that might be Israel. I couldn't remember exactly. But, there's so many different places, and you try to keep in mind where these call signs come from, and I can't always do it. But I'm glad you got to talk to him on sideband, on phone. I haven't even turned the thing on lately much because the bands have been so screwy. I checked into the sideband net, and a guy down in Anderson, I could just barely hear him. And, I don't know. The band's just been kind of crazy. Of course, we've had all kind of magnetic, solar interference here lately, and I think that's maybe part of it. But one of these days, it'll be winter time again, and the band will settle back down and be good. We'll have a lot of fun.
Roger, this is your old TR. It was great talking to you, Gary. I got to thinking last night, or yesterday afternoon, I wanted to put my analyzer on that super loop. I had to run new coax from the antenna switch at the back of the driveway out to the antenna because the other coax had become open. And it was my fault. I ran it on an old tree stump, and it just got moved around too much, I think. But I didn't want to have to go out and unseal it and take it apart. So, where it was in the antenna switch and out. And I got to thinking, well, that number 4 on the antenna switch is null whenever there isn't, it switches with 12 volts AC, Gary, that rides on the shield of the coax. And I got to thinking, well, heck, the super loop's on number 4. So without power on, and I can just go right in there at the back of the radio where there's a three-way switch for dummy load and then the output antenna. So I did that, and by golly, she was like 1.2 to 1 at 7005, and that's where I operate most of the time. But yeah, you're right, that G5 coronal mass ejection or CME was terrible for 3 days. And I think that's the only 3 days that I didn't go down of an evening and run CW. I was a little leery of plugging my radio in because that's the strongest one we've had in many years. So you never know what one of them cockeyed things is going to do, you know.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you checked your antenna out. It's okay. That's the main thing. You were mentioning subways. Joy and I go to the Jersey Mike sub shop over here. There's a couple of subways around, but I like the Jersey Mike's better. And I go in there and get the Italian-made Mike's way. They put all that good stuff on it. And then I'll bring it home. And sometimes we'll eat it there, but most of the time I go get it and bring it back. They cut it into 4 pieces. And I'll eat half of it today, and then I'll let it sit in the refrigerator and eat the other half tomorrow. I pig out. By the time you and Miss Bernice have a safe trip home to the house, I've arrived here to my house. I've got to haul all these groceries inside and put them away. I've got a lot of cold stuff that needs to get in the refrigerator or the freezer, so I'm going to jump out of here and go in there and take care of that. Y'all take care. 73, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. N0TR, KI4DOS.
Yeah, you got pretty scratchy there at the last, so I figured you was probably home. You take care, say hi to Joy, and 73's Gary, KI4DOS, and 0TR, clear.